Hi, we're turning back the clock on August 12, incredible day in history, when Thomas Edison made the very first sound recording on his phonograph in 1877.
Mary had a little lamb, its feet were white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
The first Model T Ford rolled off the production line in 1908.
The Model Ts were simple, they were rugged, they were cheap, and as Henry Ford used to say, you can have any color you want as long as it's black.
It was on this day in 1961. The construction began on the Berlin Wall.
East German soldiers sealed off the line dividing the eastern sector of Berlin from the American, French, and British zones in the west. And the notorious Berlin Wall began to take shape.
And one of the longest-running TV shows of all time premiered in Australia on this day in 1968.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
To the August 12 birthdays, Dire Straits lead singer and guitarist Mark Knopfler turns the big 7-0 today. As well as having all those hits in the 80s and 90s with Dire Straits, he also formed the band Notting Hillbillies. No doubt this is one of his biggest.
Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks.
Radio and television personality Jamie Dunn is also 70, famous for giving us the puppet Agro.
Doing some Agro up late shows around the RSLs and stuff.
Horse trainer Lee Friedman turns 63. He was the first trainer to win the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup, Cox Plate and Golden Slipper all in one season. He's won 5 Melbourne Cups.
It took quite a while to sink in that I'd won a race that I'd only dreamed about participating in.
US tennis great Pistol Pete Sampras is 48 today. He was the world number one between 1993 and 98.
Game, set, match, Sampras.
And Karl Stefanovic is 45. The former host of Today won the Gold Logie in 2011.
I'd like to thank my wife first and foremost. I thought things were going to go very awry there for a second.
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating today, August 12.